From WBUR Boston and WRNI Providence, this is Boston University's World of Ideas. I'm Ted O'Brien. Each week, we bring you the best of Boston University from the worlds of scholarship, letters, politics, and the arts. Tonight, we are pleased to present in its entirety a special program of beloved music in an unfamiliar setting, the restaging of Johann Strauss' Die Fledermaus by the Opera Institute's Director of Opera Programs, Sharon Daniels. Working within the College of Fine Arts, Ms. Daniels brought together talents from the schools of music and theater arts, as well as the Opera Institute and opera workshops. Ms. Daniels herself enjoyed a distinguished operatic career as a leading soprano with the New York City and San Francisco operas, the Edinburgh Festival, and others too numerous to mention. And she joins us tonight to explain the performance we are about to hear. Ms. Daniels, welcome to Boston University's World of Ideas.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
You have just finished a staging of Johann Strauss' operetta, Die Fledermaus, which was a very unusual production. Could you kind of set up what it is that we're going to be hearing now? And then I'll have one or two more questions for you.
Okay. Well, Die Fledermaus is a marvelous operetta that includes wonderful waltz music, beautiful melodies. It's an operetta that many, many people, most people that are would consider themselves opera lovers, have seen many times. And it revolves around. Do you want the story now?
Yes.
Yeah. The story is of it's a kind of a crazy, zany comedy about a couple who's Rosalinda and Gabe von Eisenstein in our production, Roz and Gabe, who have kind of a sleepy little marriage, and their good friend, Dr. Falke, arrives on the scene to entice husband Gabe to have a little frivolity. And this is because in the past, 3 years ago, Gabe pulled a trick on him at a fraternity ball, and the two of them were dressed outrageously in costumes of the bat and the butterfly, and Gabe worked it out so that Falke was left on a park bench to be found the next morning by the promenaders.
That's the revenge of the
bat. That's the revenge of the bat.
That they talk about, all right, for
exactly.
What the butterfly did to him 3 years previously.
Exactly.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
And Rosalinda, yes, it is pretty crazy. And Rosalinda, the wife, is having a little flirtation of her own with a gentleman that she had a romance with at the conservatory when she was in conservatory not that many years ago. And it's a convoluted, twisted situation where they each try to trick the other one into not knowing what's going on. And there is in the mix a little maid named Adele who tries to get the night off because Dr. Falke has invited her to be a part of this scheme. No one knows that the scheme is happening except Falke. And the scheme is to trick Gabe into betraying his wife right in front of her very eyes and have everybody notice it and get revenge on his friend.
So that's how the first act is really setting up all of this. Now, you did something very unusual with this production. You took it out of the Vienna of 1874 and put it in Manhattan of 1932.
Right.
Can you tell me why you did that?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One is that this is, as I said, an operetta that most folks who would go to the opera and lots of people who don't go to the opera have already seen once, twice, five, 10 times. So we always try to do something fresh and new. There were also some budgetary concerns. 1870, very expensive costumes, big wide skirts. And you think about the Waltz King and the waltzes. You think about the huge ladies' gowns in the second act, and that becomes a very expensive proposition. So with those two considerations, my designers and I, Olivia Barrand is the lovely costume designer, and Anita Fuchs, the set designer, Jeffrey Carnival, the lighting designer, all spent a good deal of time talking about what period of time would actually work with all the dancing that happens in the second act. And there are some beautiful costume periods that might have been affordable but wouldn't really work in terms of the morality, the social structure, et cetera. I don't think we could have taken it as late, personally, as the 50s or the 60s, whatever, because of the social situation. So when we kind of settled around two different periods, both of them kind of post-war, in that period of time when people were kind of manic and wild. And the first one would have been around 1915. But when we started looking at the costumes, they're also stylized ladies having big profiles that were not really conducive to waltzing, to mm-hmm. dancing. When we started looking at the movies around in the 1930s, after the flapper times, which again is not that graceful a period for women's dresses, we started getting very excited about that time period. And the black and white movie sort of inspired the first act.
And here we go.
Okay.
Sharon Daniels, thank you. We'll be talking between the acts about a little bit more about this. But right now, here is the first act of Johann Strauss' Die Fledermaus.
host at this superb affair. If you're clever, you can borrow one of your lady's fancy dresses. She has so many, she won't miss one. And you can't miss a chance like this one. Get the night off, tell a story, then show up in all your glory. You will see there's nothing better, says my little sister's a letter. Much as I would love to know, it's not as easy as it sounds. Rather be the single, what would I do? I wish I knew, I wish I knew.
My husband has to begin his 5-day prison term. It's been postponed 3 times killed already, and tonight he simply has to go.
I still don't know why they're locking him up.
Oh, because he got caught in that silly riot over at Marcy Speakeasy.
Why, the rascals!
That's enough, Adele.
But what about my poor sick old aunt? She'll just have to hang on.
You are the only one to blame. You have a feeble scatterbrain. 5 days, do you say?
Now it is 8.
Then make my sentence 3 days longer. This awful mess is all his fault. This very day I must appear, or they'll come drag me out of here.
What must you do? I must admit it.
You see. It's enough to drive me mad.
It is really very bad.
Who is bad?
You're bad.
It's enough to drive me mad.
When your treason term is through, we shall go to court instead of when I demonstrate to you the tricks that I can do.
We all know the tricks that you can do.
I'm emphatic, problematic, a fanatic, a mismatic, a magnetic, anesthetic, alphabetic, I'm pathetic. I'm pugnacious, disputatious, I'm loquacious, I'm fallacious, I'm objective,
that's,
recollective,
that's enough,
introspective,
that's enough,
ineffective,
enough,
I'm
enough,
scientific,
and for this bonus, this lovely bonus, I have to thank Mr. Blint.
Don't thank me. You did it all by yourself, single-handed. You completely infuriated His Honor. But don't fret. If you get imprisoned again, I'll defend you again.
No hard feelings? Yes. Yes. I shall most certainly call on you. And now, get out of here and don't ever let me see you again! There ought to be laws against such lawyers.
Poor darling Gabe. 8 days? And you really have to go tonight?
Yes, dear, tonight.
Oh, how could they sentence someone with your personality? They're barbarians.
I really wouldn't mind their locking up my personality, but they insisted that I go along, too. Finally coaxed them into letting me come home for my last meal with you.
You rang.
What are you crying about?
My poor old aunt.
Adele, I'd like you to fix us a very, very nice meal.
What would you like, sir?
I don't know. Use your imagination. Let's say a prisoner's last meal.
A prisoner's last meal? Yes, sir!
I suppose!
I should find something to wear. Something appropriate for jail.
Appropriate for jail?
Yes, I mean something that won't stand out amongst thieves and cutthroats. After all, it is my first encounter with the underworld, and I do have to make a success of it, you see.
Dr. Falk!
What's the matter with her?
Her grandmother died again.
My compliments, Roz. And congratulations on getting rid of your tyrant for 8 days. Congratulations to you, Gabby, my boy, for getting 3 days added to your sentence. That really took genius.
Don't tease him, darling. Do take care of our convict a little, and I'll see that everything is in line for this evening.
Hello, Falk.
Gabby, my boy, I'm going to cheer you up.
Impossible. I've never been so depressed in all my life.
Just wait till you hear. I've come to invite you to a magnificent party tonight.
Are you mad? I have to be in jail in an hour.
You can go tomorrow. Tonight, you're coming with me to a party at the club of Prince Olaf.
Shay Olaf? Mm-hmm. That mad Russian speakeasy? The one that everybody's talking about this season?
The one where all the guests take bubble baths? In champagne?
That's exactly where I mean. And tonight's guest list is the best ever.
Oh, and the
entertainment. Tremendous.
Well, you do tempt me, but I really don't dare.
Don't be silly. No one will ever find out. And besides, the prince begged me to invite only the most brilliant, intelligent people, so you have to go. Besides, you can't disappoint me.
I do have a reputation of being, let's say, the life of the party.
And you do have a delightfully eccentric taste for, practical jokes.
Yes, the elephant never forgets. Or should I say, the bat.
Yes, you certainly made a fool of me that night, didn't you?
It was just about 3 years ago.
At a fraternity's masquerade ball.
I was a butterfly.
And I was a bat.
And did you go on a bat to end all bats? Were you drunk?
And you called a cab to drive me home.
Only you never got there because...
You dumped me in Central Park.
And when you awoke in broad daylight, you were surrounded by all the people walking in their Sunday best.
And I had to walk all the way home dressed as a bat.
I'm never going to forget that one.
Nor will I, Gabby, old boy. Nor will I.
You know, if I did go to the club this evening, it would be just like old times.
Yes, you could even bring your, little magic watch along.
Heavens, yes! My greatest asset.
It's an infallible girl catcher. You promised it to all of them.
And give it to none. You see, that is the secret of my success.
So, I can count on you?
Well...
come along, it will raise your morale. Jail can wait, why should you worry? There's no need for such a hurry. You have time for one more spree, come and have some fun with me. You will meet the whole ballet, all the pretty ballerinas, mademoiselles and signorinas, they're so lovely and petite. My dear fellow, what a treat, what a treat. With blondes and brunettes, we will dance and dine, and shower confetti and revel in wine. In fun and flirtation, the hours will fly. It's one invitation you can't pass by. Admit that a party like this won't fail to put you in shape for your term in jail. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
But Rosalinda must never know. Kiss her goodnight and off we go. Say farewell, my pretty kitten.
Oh no,
my lambkin I shall say, my sweetest lambkin.
Sweet.
Slamkin, while she sleeps.
to jail you embark with me on a heavenly lark.
With you on a heavenly lark.
I'll present you as a distinguished foreigner. Marquis Renard will be your name. No one will be one bit the wiser. Say yes.
Well, I might be persuaded.
You must.
But if...
Now don't be a coward. You owe it to yourself, old boy.
You are right. You are right. You're absolutely right.
You simply will have a delightful time.
I'm doing time for another crime.
I might.
I shall have
one more to love. Unless you'll come then.
How can I resist?
Yes, I'll go with you. This chance is really too good to be true.
Twas a perfect for kings. We shall go with hearts delighted. Lovely women are invited. Everybody laughs and sings.
Twas a perfect for kings. We shall go with hearts delighted. Lovely women are invited. Everybody laughs and sings.
Showing him some exercises to keep his blood in circulation while he's, you know, out of circulation. And I'm going to follow his letters, well, or his example, to the letter. And now, I must go.
Oh, so soon, Doctor.
Yes. I want to leave you two dear people alone to bid your fond farewells. I know how it is at a time like this. Remember?
Marquis Renard is your name.
What did you say?
He just told me to bring along my key when I came.
Good night, dear Ralph. Good luck,
Mr. Butterfly.
Goodbye.
He's such a good friend.
Yes, that he certainly is.
Well, that's strange. May I sign? Yes, please. Mr. Eisenstein will be ready in just a few moments. And by the way, Adele, I've been thinking things over and I've decided to let you off tonight.
You really mean it just before you absolutely refused?
In the best of humor because the master's being locked up. That's enough, Adele. Be glad I let you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Don't mention it. The pleasure's all mine. Darling, super. Full dress for jail?
Well, fine feathers make fine jailbirds.
Who said so?
Falk. You said that all the best people are going to jail these days. Doctors, lawyers, senators. So you see, well, I better be going.
Oh, without your supper? Are you sure that's wise in an empty stomach?
Well, I don't want to spoil my appetite for jail.
Oh, well, aren't you going to kiss me goodbye?
Of course.
What part is such sweet song? Oh, such pleasant song with him. How shall this come?
You're coming through.
Singer, and we are alone.
And I am very unhappy.
Oh, cara mia, let me comfort you in German, Italian, and French.
That you won't. I intend to remain uncomfortable.
Well, at least I intend to be comfortable. Vino?
I don't drink.
Well, I do. And now I shall assume the role of legitimate master of the house. Let us pretend that I am your husband.
My husband? That gives me an idea. You are going to take me to a party.
Party? What party? We're going to have a party of our own, right here.
That we won't. You are coming with me. Now, go to my husband's wardrobe and dress for the occasion.
Dress for the occasion? See, okay. I'll do it.
My loving husband. My faithful husband. Drinking champagne with dancing girls.
La 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 la.
Are you out of your mind?
Not at all. Now, about the breakfast tomorrow morning. Let's see, I would like cappuccino, maybe
breakfast?
Some orange juice.
Are you trying to compromise me?
See, si. I mean, no. I'm not trying to compromise you. But neither do I want the wine to get warm. Come. Let's drink and see. Viviamo, viviamo nella vita, c'è la
versa in più.
Oh, and why not? Once upon a time you loved to hear me sing.
Once upon a time I loved not wisely, but too well.
Drink, my darling, drink with me. Drink to all that used to be, to the days we used to know in the rosy long ago. Love is like a fleeting dream, never born to last, like a sweet remembered theme from the golden past. When your youth wine will ease your troubled heart, bring forgetfulness. Click, click, kiss, where there is the stocking to end the list. Click, click, kiss, where there is the stocking to end the list. Drink, sing, 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 drink. man.
Oh, I had to get past the door, man. What a situation.
Wait for me outside. Do not be shocked, madam. I am prison warden Frank. You cannot resist the pleasure of coming personally to escort your recalcitrant husband into enforced seclusion.
But my husband is not...
Drink, my darling, drink with me. Drink all that used to be.
Please be still. We are not alone.
Oh, let us pretend that we are. Clink, clink, sing, sing, sing. Drink with me. Sing away.
My paddy wagon is waiting below, and I hope you will offer no further resistance.
No. Quickly kiss, beg the kiss, ask of me to enter this.
I see you take the affair from the humorous side.
Sing with me, sing with me, sing, sing, sing.
Thank you.
I'm sure you did not lie. But come, dear mister, I've been fine, and kiss your wife goodbye.
Kiss me goodbye.
Kiss her goodbye.
Kiss her goodbye.
Well, then, if you insist.
Conclusion of the first act of Die Fledermaus, Johann Strauss, a wonderful operetta, transposed from 1874 Vienna to 1932 Manhattan. And we're going to be talking about that and what's coming up in the second act in just a moment. But I'm Ted O'Brien. This is Boston University's World of Ideas. And we have with us the director, the woman who staged the entire production, Sharon Daniels of the Boston University Opera Institute. Sharon, before we talk about the second act, before I read a brief précis of it, tell me about the Opera Institute.
The Institute is a program that exists within the academic programs at Boston University, but it's a pre-professional training program for advanced opera singers that are in that crucial time between school and career. And actually, in the production today, you're hearing a very fine mix of people from our master's program, the Opera Workshop, Advanced Opera Workshop, and those people in the Opera Institute. The Institute is the umbrella under which all the opera programs at BU exist. But as a matter of fact, Patrick Miller, who just sang Alfredo, our Italian tenor, is a member of the Opera Institute. Miss Feather, Amy Feather, who sings Roz, is a member of the Master's Program. Mr. Eisenstein, Gabe, is Alok Kumar, and he is an Opera Institute baritone. Adele, who is Catherine Skemp, is a master's student. So then in the other gentleman that you heard, David Giuliano, saying Dr. Falk, he is an Opera Institute guy. The Frank, the prison warden, who carted Alfredo off to jail thinking that he was Eisenstein, was played by David Crawford, who is a master's student. So it's a great mix of all of our finest singers. In the second act, you will hear Elizabeth Pizzi sing the role of Orlovsky. But the Institute provides a kind of a buffer, the finishing touches of giving them information and some technical skill on stage, getting them into costume and makeup and on the stage so that they can have integrative time with their acting and their languages. We usually try to do at least one opera a year in the original language, and we have this last year we did Così fan tutte, and we have in fact an Italian conversation class in place for them so that they're able to act honestly in another language, and it hopefully provides the means by which they can have like the support they need for that crucial time.
There's a surprise coming up in the second act. I'm not going to talk about that. I was about to say that these are the future stars that we see there, but some are already there, and we'll go into that a little later. Thank you, Sharon Daniels. Let me set the stage now for the second act. In the speakeasy run by emigre Prince Orlovsky, the nobleman's guests, Adele and her cousin Ida among them await the arrival of their host. Orlovsky enters quite bored, even with Falca's promise of a comedy of errors. The prince proclaims his guests free to do anything that suits their fancy. And in 1932 Manhattan, that was pretty wild.
Yes.
Adele, dressed in one of Rosalind's most elegant gowns, laughed off Eisenstein's suggestion that she resembles his wife's chambermaid. Frank enters, and Rosalind, also invited by Falca, arrives disguised as a temperamental Hungarian countess. She's soon wooed by her own reeling husband, whose pocket watch she steals to hold as proof of his philandering. Rosalinda agrees to sing a song about her native land, a spirited Zardosh. Did I pronounce that right?
Zardosh.
After which the guests move into a magnificent dining area, toast the joys of wine, good fellowship, love, champagne flows. The guests dance wildly until dawn. We'll have more on that later. And when the clock strikes six, Eisenstein staggers off to keep his appointment at the jail to serve a sentence that he received some time earlier. So that's the second act.
Yes.
And Sharon Daniels and I will be listening with you as we present the second act of Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss.
Joy to the hill, for the sun, the full occasion, for the hill.
Mrs. Eisenstein's duresses had come here to a swell party. Somebody's playing a joke on you. Joke? Well, I had our old aunt lying in a coma till I finally got the night off, to say nothing of the trouble I went to borrow her gown and sneak it out of the house. And now you don't even want to be seen with me.
Well, after all, a chambermaid in such a gathering, you're not very apropos.
Oh, no? Take a look at that!
Ah, Adele!
That's apropos enough!
Oh, stop it, for goodness sake!
I will as soon as you stop acting so conceited. After all, you're not a dancer because you can dance so well. I know how you arrived, and dancing had very little to do with it.
I had talent!
So they tell me.
Ladies, how lovely to see you.
Please, just give me a chance.
All right. I'll keep your pathetic little secret for my own sake.
Congratulations on your new career.
Career?
On your new career. Excuse us, Miss Sally. You're making your debut, a starring role in a new play.
My debut? When?
Any minute now.
Really?
I'm going to present you, but remember, your stage name is Tanya.
It is? Oh.
I entertain. I am the perfect host. My guest.
our host for this magnificent party. Tonight, I plan to make you laugh. I've planned a magnificent divertissement. First, the usual games, chemin de fer, Russian roulette, strip poker, dancing girls, little champagne baths, and special entertainment. And then we are going to have a domestic comedy.
I've seen a domestic comedy.
Not like this. This one is real.
What is the title of this domestic comedy?
The Vengeance of the Bat. It's the sequel to The Crime of the Butterfly.
An ornithological horror story.
Not exactly. You will see.
Dear Falk, I hope so. Never in my life have I been so bored. Everything bores me. I cannot laugh. My billions are my misfortune.
I would be happy to share in your misfortune, Your Highness.
If you make me laugh tonight, I'll give you a beautiful prize.
Agreed. You have given me carte blanche, and I have gone to great pains to plan my little dramatic joke. But first, here is something that is sure to cheer you up.
Спасибо.
Oh,
May I present you, Mademoiselle Sally of the ballet?
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Well, of course, Your Highness.
She's one of your dancing girls.
Fine. Make a note of that. But who's the other one? I would like to meet her.
That's her sister, Tanya, the rising young actress.
I predict she will go far.
Yes, Your Highness, as far as you would like.
So, you're an actress.
And what an actress she is.
Oh, Your Highness, this is all so delightful. Your party is so delightful, and your club is so delightful, and you're swell. How are you?
I'm bored.
Your Highness, some of your guests are enjoying themselves in the gaming room. Perhaps you would care to join them.
Indeed not. I might win by chance, and that would bore me. But perhaps you ladies would like to test my luck with the contents of this wallet.
Oh, thank you.
Now, folk, tell me more about your play.
Your Highness must allow me the pleasure of surprising him, but for the moment I can say that Mademoiselle Tanya is the chambermaid of our hero.
I'm bored. Marquis!
Renard!
Here is the hero in person.
Daddy! Ah, there you are. I came as fast as I could. Now, where are they?
Who?
Those lovely, lovely ladies you promised me. Well, some are in the champagne bath, but first...
Just arrived from their performance at the Cotton Club.
All the way from Maxime's in Paris.
The Princess.
Woo!
sweet memories. Now let me introduce you to our host.
Prince Orlovsky.
Marquis, I am delighted to meet you.
It is a pleasure, Your Highness.
You are welcome here. Welcome to spend the night exactly as you please.
Exactly as I please? Well.
Ivan, will you do me the honor of drinking a glass of champagne with me?
It would be an honor.
And now, let me acquaint you with the rules of my house, each to his own taste.
You're free to go and free to come, you're free to go or stay. I want you to enjoy yourself, but don't get in my way. I want you to enjoy yourself, but don't get in my way. And if it does not suit you, that too is up to you. That too is up to you. It is Orlovsky's motto, je perds son goût. It is Orlovsky's motto, je perds son goût.
Novel about this hero of yours.
Wait till you meet his wife. I've invited her as well.
And that's supposed to make me laugh?
See, he's not a marquis at all. She thinks he's in jail, you see. It just gets better and better.
Oh, it better?
It's all your fault. I told you not to play that number. You're always showing off. Oh, Your Highness, here's your wallet. It's the only thing we didn't lose.
Think nothing of it. If I have this one revenge.
Oh. I can't get over it. How does he make all his money? He doesn't make it. He spends it.
Marquis Renard, may I present to you Mademoiselle Tanya, the rising young actress.
My
Adele? This is your debut. Make the best of it.
Marquis. Mademoiselle Tanya seems to have impressed you beyond words.
Oh, no, it is not that. It is only the resemblance.
The resemblance?
Mademoiselle Tanya, how long have you been an actress?
About as long as you've been a marquis.
But that face, that resemblance?
To whom, marquis?
Hey, you remind me of a chambermaid.
A chambermaid? Well, I like that. I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Ladies, gentlemen.
Everyone, to kind attention. Don't miss this comic scene.
We need your intervention.
What's up, TV?
Thank you.
actress quite like you.
No, a Marquis like you, Marquis.
Chevalier Chagrin.
Chevalier Chagrin. Nom de plume, shall we say, for the prison warden, Frank.
I begin to follow you.
Good evening, Paul. I'm so happy you have arrived, Chevalier. May I present to you our host, Prince Orlovsky.
Oh, Prince.
Welcome, Chevalier. And may I present a fellow Frenchman, the Marquis Renard.
Marquis Renard?
I'm sure you will enjoy talking your niece of language.
Oh, not that. Only, but we do not wish to be impolite.
No.
But it is. All my guests are multilingual.
Well, that too. Chevalier, ça va faire?
Croix de guerre!
Courage!
Bon voyage!
Ah oui!
Paris!
Amour!
Toujours!
La maison!
Vive la France!
Vive la France!
Men of few verbs, n'est-ce pas?
Few, but very well chosen.
Chevalier, have you been in town long?
No, I just arrived this evening.
So you two gentlemen have never met before?
No, I am sorry to say. I seldom appear in public. I am a great lover of closed circles. In the future, however,
we will indubitably see a great deal of each other, I'm sure. We shall become inseparable.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I ask your discretion and cooperation? The prince is expecting a very important guest, a Hungarian countess.
Oh. Is she beautiful?
She is glorious. She is very anxious to join our charming company, but she insists on remaining incognito. She is going to wear a mask.
I imagine she is married?
Yes. To a man so jealous, he would carry her around in his wallet if he could.
This man must be a jackass!
Yes, as a matter of fact, he is. And although he's away for a week on a secret mission, she is nevertheless careful to come to the party masked.
Not all, Commodore.
No, only partially, I'm sure, but I have assured her that everyone will respect her wishes.
You can count on us!
And now may I interest you in a walk on the promenade deck, or perhaps a visit to the champagne baths?
Oh, a superb idea! Come, Marquis, let us try a look!
I have a little toy here. I would like to try my look.
Now, what was? Countess
Bunyani!
We have arrived at the crucial moment. There she is.
Who?
Eisenstein's wife.
Most gracious lady, welcome to my humble establishment.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Dr. Falk tells me that you are from Hungary.
Oh, very much from Hungary.
Well, for the moment, I shall leave you in the best of hands. And may I wish you a charming and interesting evening.
Tell me, Falk, is it really true what you wrote in your letter?
Only too true, dear lady. Just one look into the champagne bath will convince you. See your husband serving his sentence. Why, it is your chambermaid, your very own Adele.
Dying aunt, indeed. I have just the medicine for her.
Not tonight, dear lady. I beg you. Careful, she's coming. Mademoiselle Tanya, Countess, may I present you Mademoiselle Tanya, the rising young actress?
An actress? Have I ever seen you on this stage?
Up till now, I've only played maid's parts.
What a lovely, lovely gown you're wearing.
You like it?
comes your husband.
Oh, don't drown, you girls, one at a time. There's plenty of watch.
You seem to be having the time of your life with that watch, Marquis.
Well, it is never lost a minute or a girl.
Oh. Isn't she ravishing?
Madame, may I take the liberty of presenting myself? I am Marquis Renard.
Countess, this is a dear and charming friend of mine who I've been very anxious to introduce.
Oh, you mean this man?
Marquis Renard.
What a charming watch.
Yes, isn't it?
Now, I must greet some guests, but do enjoy yourself.
Where does one buy such pretty watches?
One doesn't. This is a priceless family heirloom.
Oh, a pity. I would love to have one like it.
Would you like to know what time it is?
I know exactly what time it is. Tell me, Marquis, are you married?
Heavens, no. Whatever gave you such an idea?
Just a feminine intuition.
My lady, allow me a question. Wouldn't you be more comfortable if you were to remove your mask?
Oh, not tonight. But tomorrow morning?
But tomorrow will be too late.
Too late?
Oui. Tomorrow I shall be en conférence. Oui, a private one. No admittance to the public.
What a shame. You know, Marquis, your watch is just adorable.
Well, perhaps if you were to unmask for me, I might do it again and present you with it.
My husband would be mad about it.
The devil with your postman.
How right you are.
How engaging, how exciting, how adorably inviting. Such a flower I could shower with my kisses here and now, if she only would allow.
Undercover, he approaches me as a lover. Wait, dear Eisenstein, I will make you toad alive. I will make you toad alive.
Like a fleeting magic vision, you may vanish from my sight. Won't you change your firm decision and unmask for me tonight?
Please, my dear Marquis, don't ask me. The one thing I won't do, I insist you don't unmask me. I expect that much from you. The princess
and romances, and advances,
and
advances. I am sure if I try and persist, how can she resist?
Let us
count, let us go.
no, that's not in line, for after seven there is eight.
I thought perhaps that I was late. Let's change positions.
Change them? How?
You count the beats of my heart, and I the ticking of your watch. And let us start from the start. Now let us count without delay.
Yes, right away. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Up, 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 up without a sweat. She took my watch away from me. How unkind! If you don't mind. She now possesses this flirtation past me dearly. I disgrace myself severely. A lovely watch, oh, give it back. Please give it back.
Thank you.
A toast to her wonderful music.
A toast! A toast to the life of our party. To King Champagne.
Just one kiss.
the Zazowski Trio, to play the lightest outrage in Manhattan. Please join in, if you like. My friend, the Tango!
Again, how funny a situation!